The great beast soared on tattered wings, riding a current of stifling air. Its cry echoed from the stony slopes as it spotted another fearful runaway, sprinting for the shelter of a ravine. The creature lowered its black beak, long tail lashing with an audible thrum. Then it folded its hook pinions and dived. Kiri heard a startled shout, then silence.
Get moving!
The scar-faced barbarian raised his whip, and Kiri stumbled forwards, the black boulder balanced between her shoulder blades. Ahead of her, a line of shuffling, bent-backed figures went winding up the mountainside, dusty brown rags clinging to their scrawny, sweating bodies. The sun was a dull copper coin wreathed in black cloud, and the air was sulfur-scented and sweltering. Here in Akshi, it was always hot. They didn't call it the Realm of Fire for nothing. Huge fortifications loomed over her, half-built ramparts and shield walls topped with leering stone beast heads and twisted mystic symbols that hurt Kiri's eyes just to look at. The walls clung to the mountain's peak, a vast black fortress constructed to protect what? No one in the slave camp was entirely sure. Some said it was an ancient artifact, a mystical weapon that could turn the tide of this century's long war.